Finovate showcases cutting-edge banking and financial technology through a global conference series featuring short-form demos and thought leadership. Now, the conversation continues on the Finovate podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the Finovate podcast. We are wrapping up our chats with the Finovate Europe Best of Show winners this week. And joining me, we have Salman Hussein, co-founder and CEO of Zeed. Salman, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me, Greg. It's great to chat again.
So as you've heard me mention over the last couple of weeks, you can find all of the videos from Finovate Europe online at finovate.com/videos. Zeed.ai is the name of this one who won Best of Show. Salman, for people who haven't seen your video yet, can you give us a quick introduction to yourself and what Zeed is all about?
Yeah, for sure. I'm Salman, co-founder of Zeed. And Zeed is a platform that enables issuers, like public companies and asset managers, to connect with their retail investor bases through our app. It's essentially a place where people can grow their financial knowledge and financial education about the things that they invest in and discover new things to invest. And it all happens on our mobile app that is available in both the UK and the US.
Yeah, it's a really cool platform. And I think, like you've heard me say, so many of these companies, seeing is believing. Would highly recommend checking out the video itself. But let's start by talking about the hole in the investment and wealth management ecosystem that you're filling with Zeed. What was currently lacking that it kind of inspired you to want to jump in?
So, you know, it really fundamentally stems from the growth of retail investors. As a proportion of the total number of investors that any public company has, but also asset managers. And so, you know, what the real hole is that nobody knows how to engage or talk to their retail investor base, but they're becoming increasingly important to these companies. And that's essentially the hole that we're filling. We're helping these companies to actually talk to and engage with that retail investor base through our platform. And, you know, as this kind of huge wealth transfer is happening and an increasing number of these retail investors are of a younger demographic, that challenge is only growing for these issuers because the language that they speak, the way in which people consume media, all of these things are changing. And so it does really span across two core places. One, wealth management, but also two, investor relations. And it's the real hybrid of this where kind of Zeed sits. And that's the real hole that we're trying to fill.
Yeah, very interesting. So do you have a sense of how big of an opportunity there is in this space for people who kind of are able to jump on it and act quickly?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure, you know, people quote this number quite a lot, but $70 trillion wealth transfer is very, very real. And it's very much underway, the transfer of wealth from kind of the older generations to the younger ones. And it's a real unknown as to what these younger people are going to do with this money, right? And how they're going to interact with it in a different way to how previous generations did. And then on the other side, you know, most people are only familiar with the top, you know, tech names that often dominate the headlines that are publicly listed. But there are over 40,000 public companies in the world, and each one of them spends over $300K a year on investor relations alone. And so, you know, when you take these two numbers together, the size of this opportunity is in the billions. Right, well over 20 billion annually. And so it really is a big opportunity for those that are willing to move fast and capture the power of kind of retail investors.
Yeah, and I think one important thing to highlight here, you know, talking about this generational wealth transfer, this is something that I think everybody in the industry knows about, and people have various ideas for how they want to try and combat it. But we are really just on the cusp of that right now. We're just starting to see that play out. And people have been talking about it for quite a while, but still there's so many holes in not just the wealth management and investment space, but in banking in general. And so this is going to be, you know, as we've said a couple of times on this show, fascinating to watch how this plays out. But certainly it seems like you've put yourself in a really good position. So let's talk more specifically now about how Zeed is able to actually kind of fill this gap and create the type of content that the market is demanding.
Yeah, I mean, the way that we kind of think about this is, how is the next generation going to interact with financial content and financial media? And it's not going to be the way that people were or have been for the past 20, 30 years. Increasingly, people are getting their information from places like YouTube and TikTok and creators. And so, you know, Zeta is often described as a TikTok-style investing platform because of the format in which that we take. When people come onto our app, they are essentially met with a TikTok-style feed of video content. But the unique part of this is that that content only comes from vetted creators. And this comprises of one, CEOs and fund managers of these public companies and asset managers, but also vetted content creators that are able to really bring some of this financial information to life through the thing that creators are best at, which is essentially making content that engages people, right? And finally, the main kind of attractive thing for the issuers is that they actually have this place that's dedicated for them to talk to, reach, and engage that retail investor base, which hasn't existed until now. Most issuers, if you speak to them, they're very uncomfortable with the notion of putting content out onto these social platforms, which are largely entertainment-based, like YouTube and TikTok and Twitter. And so Zeed really is set to really fill that gap and be a platform that is specifically for these companies to speak to their retail investor bases, right, in a format that makes sense.
Yeah, let's talk about that format a little bit more, because the content itself is obviously really crucial here. You talked a little bit about the creators, but can you give us some more information on, you know, what kinds of content is being created, how it's being generated, just help people who are listening understand what they would see if they logged in?
Yeah, for sure. So there are kind of these broad content types. The main one is, of course, short form video. And the way that that's actually split down is into one, the companies themselves make the content. So this can be management teams, this can be IR teams that are putting out information about their own companies through video form. And then the second kind of category is AI generated content, where we tap into existing real-time data sources, such as earnings calls, 10Ks, 10Qs, price data, etc., to generate video content ourselves as Zeed for users to view. And then the third category comes from creators. And creators are comprised of financial journalists, people that work within the financial industry, like analysts, finance enthusiasts that, you know, have been following the market for a while. And what we do there is we actually, one, enable them to post content as they usually would. But what we also do is enable these creators to connect with the public companies directly. And so this enables the public companies to tap into that base of the creator. But it also enables the creator to deliver kind of authentic content about said company and really give their viewers a way of kind of seeing behind the data, seeing behind the curtains, to really get a sense for the personality behind one of these companies, right? And so, for example, you'd have a creator that's sitting down and having a conversation with the CEO of a publicly listed company and asking them questions that they have and their audience has, and getting those answers directly without having to go through, you know, a two-hour earnings call or, you know, sift through some long financial documents. They can sit down and have a conversation with the actual management team to understand what's happening behind the company. And it's a lot more of an engaging format than, you know, sitting around for 2-3 hours, listening to an earnings call, finding the bits that you actually want to hear and find interesting. And of course, it's brought to life with video as well.
Yeah. Can I just follow up a little bit on this idea of the companies connecting with the content creators? What have you seen so far in terms of the willingness for the publicly traded companies to get involved and to actually reach out to some of the creators? Have they been excited about that prospect? Is it something that they're willing to play?
Yeah. I mean, interestingly, it's, you know, if you asked me the same question a couple of years ago, the answer would have been it's a very, very like steep slope to get them comfortable enough to talk to these creators. But increasingly, it's almost become, top of their radar. Like, this is one of the main things that they're really trying to tap into, and methods of actually growing that retail base. With even, and taking inspiration from some of the bigger publicly listed companies in the world, you see people like Mark Zuckerberg, almost jumping on to create a podcast, right? And speaking to retail investors almost directly. I think the main barrier that has been there until now is, as an IR team, as an investor relations team, you don't really know where to go when it comes to financial influencers or creators. And so Zeed really simplifies that process for them, matches them to the creator that actually makes sense for them and whose audience makes sense for them, and really simplifies that process. And so all it really takes is a company to express their willingness. And from there, Zeed kind of is able to take care of a lot of that burden and heavy lifting. And the reception has been really, really good, especially for those industries which you would actually be surprised by, the ones which are a little bit less sexy, a little bit less covered. Those are the ones that are really, really keen to get their message and their story out there.
Sure. I mean, what a great way for people to actually connect and understand the people driving the companies that they're considering investing in. And I think it's a really unique opportunity on both sides. Looking at your users, what type of actions are you hoping that they'll take as a result of the content that they now have at their fingertips?
Zeed's goal is really, really simple. It's just to make sure that people make better informed investment decisions. And so what that comes down to is making sure that the right information is being consumed and is made available to them at the time of these decisions being made. We're not too opinionated about the specifics in the decisions that they are making. So for example, we don't prescribe certain investment styles or certain sectors towards each user or broadly as a user base. That's largely up to the investor themselves. But what we make sure is that those snippets and those bits of information that are the most relevant to that user and that user's portfolio is being fed to them at the right time. That's how we really kind of measure our success. We measure it on a basis that once a user has made that decision, how comfortable are they to stick with it? And how comfortable are they to accept the risks of that decision? And I think that's really what it comes down to. We want to make sure that people aren't, one, being misinformed, but also, two, don't have enough information when making these decisions. And so that's what we've seen. When we interview our users and we speak to our users, they largely say that these decisions that I'm making, I'm more than comfortable with the risks because now I fully understand what my money is going into, as from an investment standpoint. And that's really what the companies are also trying to optimize for, right? Where they want to make sure that they have the right investors, they're going to stick through them and essentially provide that liquidity to their share price. And protect them and look at their company on not just a quarter by quarter basis, but more of longer term investors. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no, absolutely it does. And I think there's a couple of really important pieces to highlight here. It is primarily about education and not necessarily encouraging any specific action, but just generally encouraging a more well-informed, I hesitate to use the word intelligent because it implies, underlying mental capabilities, but certainly people able to make more intelligent decisions with more information. I think it's going to be really interesting to see, how your role continues to grow as you're able to bring more and more people together. But I really applaud the mission. So let's close by looking at a, really high level. If you could imagine, what in your wildest dreams would happen to Zeed, what would you say is kind of your big picture ambition, where you want to grow the company from here?
I mean, fundamentally for us, we are looking to be a global platform. And that means across different geographies and across different markets. Right now, we're primarily in the UK and the US. We're getting some really good traction out of the UK with the London Stock Exchange and companies listed here, but equally from asset managers over in the US. And so for us, what we see is kind of the next steps are getting these large mega cap companies, large cap, mid cap, across different sectors to join the Z platform. And then from there, also grow that user base and that retail investor base. But, you know, the sky's the limit. And it doesn't stop at the UK or the US. There's loads of markets around the world that are growing and retail investors becoming increasingly, you know, interested. And so we want to make sure that people can be and become global investors, looking outside of their own home markets as well, and being able to invest into these foreign companies, which they currently maybe don't, because they don't really have all that information that's readily available to them, right? And so yeah, that's the kind of direction that we're really looking in, and the areas that we think we're going to scale into.
Yeah, well, certainly it's very early days, but the size of the potential opportunity, as we talked about at the beginning of this conversation, is absolutely massive. You've put yourself in a really good position to capitalize on that. And obviously the audience at our event in London really enjoyed what you had to show them. So again, check out the video at finovate.com/videos. You can see all of the videos from Finovate Europe up there, including our three best of show winners who have highlighted over the past 3 weeks. In the meantime, Salman, thanks so much for joining me, and good luck with everything going forward. It sounds like you've got quite a bit to do, but a very strong platform to build from.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah, we have a long journey ahead of us. But it was great speaking to you, and yeah, look forward to catching up later.
The Finovate podcast is produced by Informa Connect in association with Provoke.fm Media. Check out Finovate.com for information on Finovate's upcoming shows and to learn how you can get involved. The discount code Finovate Podcast will save you 20% on tickets to all of our events. And you can email us at info@finovate.com for information on sponsoring, speaking, or demoing. Thanks for listening.